staging through, I have Jim and June Murphy. Southeast Neighborhood House Action Program. And I have a telephone number, 545-7919.
So that must be 202.
Yes.
Area. And you said that's
Jim and June Murphy.
Do you happen to remember who they, what they did with
the... He was a part of the Neighborhood Action staff.
Hmm.
Ahmed Mbelia. AHMED MBALIA Doctor.
Okay.
Lives at 2625 North Richards Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Telephone 414-374-5408. Was I going to give you someone else's name or number?
Do you happen to have Teresa Jones?
Oh, yes.
I did. I just found an address on, you know, on the internet, and I just sent a letter, but I really was not sure if it was the correct address.
Her daughter, Debbie, Debbie Jones, was a member of the youth group. Youth Advisory Council at the museum.
Oh, wow.
And has a wealth of knowledge. She's director of a neighborhood development program over in the Deanwood section. You may want to talk with her. Have you talked with Marjorie Kennard?
No, I've only met her on maybe two occasions.
Did you want her information?
Sure, I'd love that.
It's 14751 Wex Hall, WEXHALL Terrace. Burtonsville, Maryland, 20866. Telephone 301-890-6805. Teresa Jones, 4020 First Street, First Place, Southwest. 232. Telephone 561-7318. Her daughter Debbie Jones, 4016 ML King Jr. Avenue Southwest, 232. Telephone 561-1895.
Thank you so much.
There are others who are going to come to mind.
Oh, you did mention Tommy Abney. Do you happen to have his any contact information for him?
Missing a page in my book, but I have his telephone number. Oh, here we are. 241A Brooklyn Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11213-3302. Telephone
4-7-2-6-2-3-4-8-3. Here one other another name that you mentioned was Inez Davis.
Oh yes. She was at Southeast House as a volunteer with her sister when I started working there. So she has a lot of history. Number 3, 16th Street, Northeast, 202. 202-544-2313.
Would you mind saying that one more time, the phone number?
202-544-2313.
Thank you so much. You've given me a lot of leads that I need to follow up on now. So.
Just made more work.
but in a good way. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you taking the time this morning to sit down with me.
Time for me to remember how much I forgot.
Well, you actually remember more than you claimed you did once you started mentioning names, and I mean it's such a rich history, and
long time ago.
Yeah, really.
Long time ago. So many people who did so much and who were so involved are gone.
You know, in some small way, that maybe in the exhibition we can honor that work, you know, on some of those stories, because I really do think that they haven't been sufficiently told, sufficiently, you know, honored. So hopefully we can do a little bit of that.
I can't wait.
Well, I definitely look forward to it opening and to hearing any thoughts you have. And, yeah, so.
Yeah. Time's growing shorter.
Oh, I know. I have a very short timeline now, especially since it'll be opening in September. So.
What's your timeline?
You mean my deadlines?
Yeah.
Well, in mid-January, I'll be submitting my my list of objects and visuals for the exhibit to, to the collection staff, and the month following that will be the script. So I'm
wow.
Yeah, so I have a lot of work over the next couple months, but it's been a ton of fun. I mean, it really has. I really love, being able to research some of this history and sit down with people and hear their stories, and because it really, otherwise I'm limited to reading it in a book, and in reality so much of this history hasn't been written, so it only lives on in people's stories, and so it's been really a ton of fun and also an honor to be able to sit down with people and hear their stories, and I've been doing a lot of that. So
would you meet Ralph at some point?
I would love to. I mean, I know he's in California now, but I'm hoping to. So we've been corresponding back and forth, and I'm hoping to actually do an interview with him. It'll probably be by phone because of the distance.
What's he doing in California?
Well, I think he's teaching at the School of Social Work at the University of Southern California. Although he may be retired or semi-retired, I'm not sure if he's still teaching classes or if he's just teaching, one or two. But
has his book been published yet?
Not to my knowledge, no. So just about a month ago, he sent me, this, as I mentioned, a section from it on Southeast Neighborhood House, and I think. It's not yet published, but hopefully soon. I don't know if and when I'll ever get a chance to meet him face to face, but I figure at least by phone, if nothing else. So, do you mind if I show you a photograph of, I was able to talk with the people who now run the Children of Mine, daycare and after school program, and they
Hannah
were...
Hannah Hawkins?
Well, she's actually passed.
Hannah Hawkins?
Yes, just last year, I think.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it may have been. It's been within the past year, or so. So it's now run by, two people who actually were young attendees of her, daycare and after school center, and they now run it. So it's still operating, and actually Miss Hawkins, I guess it's her granddaughter, also works there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been talking with them, about the history of the Southeast Neighborhood House, and I mean they none of them, I mean none of them actually knew it because they were too young or were very, very young at the time. But I really wanted to be able to get some piece of the history of the house, and they very generously donated an old sign. And so I just wanted to show you a picture of the sign and see if you happen to remember, because there's actually a few signs from the Southeast Neighborhood House that it still sit. Well, the house on Mount View, on Maple View, there's a big sign, but the one that I was able to get is a smaller one that that ring a bell?
It's a long, long time ago.
I mean, this one, I guess, used to sit on Mount View, you know, on the front of the house on Mount View.
Yes. Yep. I have a picture somewhere of some of the Southeast House staff standing in front of that door on Mount View. Teresa is there and some other people. And I thought I might have been able to find it when I went through those pictures, but I didn't. Mm. But as soon as I find it, I will send it to you.
I would love that, because I would love to be able to use that in the exhibit.
Long, long time ago.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's been hard to find photographs of the staff and of the activities, and
I know this might have something.
Yeah, maybe I can ask her then.
Nobody has a picture of Ethel. Ethel James Wiggins. I've got to find that little snapshot.
Yeah, because I would love to be able to have some photographs of the house and the staff and the young people that were involved. And I have found some. Matter of fact, there were some that appeared in Jet Magazine. And in that case, it was specifically, I think, the Rebels with a Cause. And so I've just been in touch with a photo archivist at Johnson Publishing to try and get copies of those, and there were some in the Post, but the Post archives are actually, they've been moving, I guess since the Post was bought a couple years ago, they've been reorganizing, and so I think they haven't kept very taking very good care of their photo archives, so I'm going to see if I can get access to those. So there are some photos around, but not as many as I would have hoped. If you do happen to find that one that you mentioned, I would love to be able to and maybe some of these folks may have something, you know, a photo or two, so I definitely will ask them as well.
Absolutely. They may. Inez especially. She was there a long, long time.
Well, thank you really so much. It's been such a pleasure.
Welcome. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember more.
Oh, no. I'm impressed that you remember as much as you did, considering it's that many years ago.
Yes.
I can barely remember what I had for lunch yesterday. These I'm leaving here. And if you don't mind, you know, we have these the oral history release forms. I'm gonna fill out my portion, and today is the time is flying. I can't believe
it. Remember what day it is?
It's almost Christmas.
Yes.